In the fourth day of this is Parsha Tazria Metzora, the Torah describes the process to which the Metzora, the person who had Tzarat, right, must return, how he returns back to Tzarat, that he becomes pure again. The process, the korban that he gives, or the two birds that he gives, in other words, with the, working with the Kohen to become, to join back into the Machane, back into the camp. In the opening, you have a very interesting pasuk, which the Mefarshim somewhat struggled with, the first two psukim in Parsha Metzora. First three psukim. But Resha Moshe Limor, Hashem tells Moshe, Zotia Torah Metzora B'yom Taroto. This will be the law of the Metzora on the day he becomes pure. Right? Obviously, the day he is healed. And now he has to come back to become pured. V'huva el kohen, and he will be brought to the kohen. Nes pasuk says, V'yatzah kohen amechutz l'machaneh. And the Nes pasuk says, the kohen now leaves the machane, because the mitzora, as we know, is he, part of his punishment, part of his process is to be outside of the camps, to be by himself in isolation, in some kind of quarantine, until he is finally healed, until the whatever blemish heals. And the Kohen goes and sees that the blemish, the tzarat, has healed. And then the Kohen begins the Tara process. The Farshim struggle with this. They don't understand what's going on. It's somewhat confusing here. It says Vuvalk, and he's brought to the Kohen. At the same time, we're told that the Kohen is the one who goes out to greet the Mitzorah. So which one is the Mefarshim wonder? Is the Mitzorah going to the Kohen, or is the Kohen coming to him? So, and it's very clear that the Mefarshim obviously realized that it must be the Kohen comes out to the Machane, because the Mitzorah, until the Kohen declares him pure, until the process cannot return to the Machane. So what is the relevance of Vuvalk Kohen? So the Sforno comments that what it means essentially is El Makom Karov Chutz LaMachaneh, that he goes as close as he can to the edge of the camp. Why? Because the Kohen, so that way the Kohen can go as quickly as possible without much burden to greet him. The Ramban and the Ibn Ezra take this one step further. Ramban comments here, and he says, "Vuvalken shelo yishet," that he shouldn't delay. Once that blemish is healed, the Mitzorah should not delay. He should go right away. And Ibn Ezra takes it one step further on this one. He says, "Vutam vuvalk mo chavei rav," like it was mentioned before. There is referencing to the fact that it's shebirtzona shelo birtzona. Just as when you get the blemish of tzarat, you must go to the Kohen to be declared a Mitzorah. You also, once you are healed, you are forced against your will to go to the Kohen, to greet the Kohen, to be there, so the Kohen can bring you to Tahara. What you have here is a very interesting idea in Tshuva. Right? And think about it, Tzarat is a spiritual blemish in many ways. It's a spiritual malady. Right? You are out of the camp because you have done something that does not allow you to be there until you have healed, until you have done your penance in isolation. And the message here is that the moment the Mitzorah has done, he's gone through this penance, right, and he's gone through, and he's searched inside, and he's self-reflected, and he's ready to, and he's kind of, and it's healed. Whatever malady he had, whatever thing he did, is gone, is done. Right? There are fears, though. He might not be ready to return. There's the shame involved in returning back to the Machaneh. There was certain comfort in being in isolation. Right, certain comfort in being isolation, but we force him to go back. We force him to return. We force him to face those of the past. We force him to make that tshuva. At the same time, there is sympathy. There is a limit to how much we will force him. We also force the Kohen to go to see him. We force the Kohen to step away from where he is in the Mishkan, or there is to leave outside, to leave the Machane, to greet him. At the same time, as we ask the penitent, right, to come back, to join, to face the music of his past, it is also the burden, the response of the Kohen to forgive, to say, to extend his hand. Right, and say, extend his hand and say, we come here with forgiveness. We come here to forgive. And it's a very important lesson in our lives. Many times, right, we may feel like the Mitzorah. We may feel that we've done things that are unforgivable. We've done things that we are ashamed to face the people that we've done these things to, or the areas, the people that we've been in the past. But the message here is that that is not the solution. The solution, isolation, is only a temporary solution. It's a solution to reflect, to think about, to change in a certain sense who you are, but at the same time, you are forced in some level, we have responsibility to return back, to turn back, to face our past, to show that we are a different person. At the same time, our expectation, we should hope, both when we're both the person who gives the insult, the person who's insulted, there's also an obligation on those of us who have taken the insult, who have taken the pain, to be able to forgive and to extend our hands, to make that process even at least easier, as much as we can, on the penitent.